Good morning. In today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the Lord says, "Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago, consider not. See, I am doing something new." Many people dwell on the past. They ask, "Why me?" or "If only." They cause themselves to be stressed, lose sleep, perhaps become irritable or grouchy. They lose the beauty of the moment and have any hopes for the future seem next to impossible to grasp. If we could just learn to let it go, forgive or ask to be forgiven, but do not take a guilt trip. Instead of asking why me, ask why not me. I am a firm believer that things happen for a reason, though we may not realize it at the time. I further believe that every person we meet is supposed to enter into our life. It's in the plan. Whether it be for a short time, such as a waiter, a waitress, or a cashier, or a season, and I have to think of the 9 months of a school year, or a lifetime, your parents, your siblings, your family. We learn something from everyone. They were set to cross our path on this journey of life for a purpose. I call it a spiritual GPS, God's people survey. Sometimes, actually oftentimes, it is an unpleasant or downright hateful experience that happens to us. What can we learn from it? Pray about it. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. It's used as an opportunity for us to show love and compassion to someone else, as Father Randy and Dana have talked about. Whatever the situation, pray about it and remember to listen for guidance. The Pope has declared this to be the year of mercy. That requires a conscious effort. Your beliefs are not what make you a better person. Your behavior does. Let your faith be reflected in the way you live your life. Whatever situation you have right now, you can be confident that God is with you. I'm reminded of the story of two little boy cousins who were beginning kindergarten together. The mothers, who were sisters, were quite concerned about them walking the 2.5 blocks to school every day alone. One mother had to leave home early for her work, so she transported her son to her sister's house every school day. The mothers were still hesitant about the boys walking alone, and they decided to hire 3 high school girls who walked past this house daily. A meeting was held with those girls, their parents, but not the little boys. They might be too embarrassed to think they were being babysat on the way to school. So, on the morning, the mother would watch for the girls to be coming down the block. Then she would send the boys off a short distance in front of the girls. This worked fine for the first week. The next week, about the 8th day, while walking, one boy whispered to his cousin, "Hey, did you notice that those 3 big girls are always following us? I wonder why." The other boy responded, "I was wondering about that too, but I learned their names in Sunday school last week. Our teachers told us that God has said, 'Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life.'" We find mercy and goodness and kindness in our life every day, if only we remember to recognize it. Jesus had mercy on the adulterous woman, on the soldier who had scourged him, on Peter, and on the man who served with him on the cross. I had to find my old missal to review the corporal works of mercy. And they are to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned, and to bury the dead. And as a church community, we are doing many of these things through our outreach and our mission statement. The spiritual works of mercy: to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to admonish the sinners, to bear wrongs patiently, to comfort the afflicted, and to pray for the living and the dead. Lent is a time to step back and ask the Holy Spirit for enlightenment. Perhaps we need a new mindset. When someone hurts us, whether it's intentionally or not, we should ask, how can I be more compassionate, more merciful? Is there someone in my life whom I need to forgive this Lent? Or someone I need to approach and ask for their forgiveness? As I stated earlier, I believe that every person we meet has come into our life for a reason. Let us remember that in every one of our relationships, the good, the bad, the struggling, to be touched by God's mercy as He uses us to smile, say thank you, or give a compliment, or be a sincere listener. Small acts of kindness that may change a person's outlook for that day, or perhaps their life. After working on this reflection, I know I have a deeper appreciation rather than just a habitual recitation in the words of the Mass, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy.